Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a better approach to treating veterans. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Veterans are at a higher risk for suicide than civilians, and the rate for women veterans has risen more sharply than for their male counterparts. It jumped more than 20% between 2020 and 2021. A new report from the nonprofit Disabled American Veterans is recommending solutions, and Ohio veterans are sharing their stories in hopes of sparking change. A note, the story contains mentions of sexual assault. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Ginger McCutcheon had plans to spend decades as a military medic in the Women's Army Corps. She enlisted, leaving Northeast Ohio at the age of 18.
I went off to boot camp dressed in a suit with matching luggage and shoes, just like Private Benjamin would go, you know, and I thought, oh, this is a great adventure I'm going on.
That dream was cut short. McCutcheon was raped repeatedly by commanding officers. The sexual harassment followed her from base to base. Years passed before she felt safe enough to confide in a colleague and was honorably discharged. In the years following her departure from the military, McCutcheon attempted suicide twice.
They discharge you and let you go with no idea of how you're going to help yourself or get help.
A third of women veterans experience military sexual trauma, and female veterans are more likely to experience intimate partner violence and have an eating disorder. All three can lead to a greater risk of suicide. But the VA doesn't factor in all of these risks in their mental health intervention. That's according to Naomi Mathis with the nonprofit Disabled American Veterans, or DAV.
The VA was not created with women in mind.
Mathis says the VA created a model for assessing risk of suicide that's based on men. It doesn't include military sexual trauma or other suicide risk factors that are more likely to happen to women. She argues that makes the 60,000 women veterans in Ohio more likely to slip through the cracks, especially because many of them don't see themselves as veterans eligible for care.
And that's common, very common, among our women veterans, particularly the ones that served during an era when they were getting kicked out just for being pregnant.
Mathis's organization released a report with a number of recommendations, chief among them that the VA increase screening for military sexual trauma and expand its gender-exclusive care options. The Cincinnati VA is one of 13 VA residential rehabilitation facilities that offer female-specific PTSD care. Kate Chard is the director there. She says treatment for PTSD in men and women largely looks the same, but women feel more comfortable talking about their experiences of sexual trauma in female-only spaces. Plus, they can address how reproductive health impacts their healing.
We know that PTSD is linked to where you are in your menstrual cycle and that you may have more symptoms. And so those are important things to be able to talk to women about and have them understand their bodies and their biology in a way that's different from men.
The VA did not respond in time to a request for comment. But the report from the Disabled American Veterans does recognize that the VA has made great progress in its women-specific mental health programming. And it has succeeded in helping veterans like McCutcheon. Counseling at the Cleveland VA gave her hope for the first time since she was a teenager. She became a nurse and a commissioner for the Summit County Veterans Service. She died recently from unrelated health issues at the age of 65, having dedicated her life to helping others find treatment.
It is an issue that we need help with and that we can't stop striving to get people the help that they need or make it available. We have to do better.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.